Everyone, and welcome to Thirsty Thursday. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.
All right, boys. I'm assuming that we've all watched. Before we get into this, hi, everyone. If this is your first time on Thirsty Thursday, I'm going to say that these are going to be major spoiler moments. So if you haven't watched some of these shows, don't listen to this episode. We're going to be talking about the Book of Boba Fett. We're going to be talking about Peacemaker and other things that we've watched. So this is your warning that if you don't want it spoiled, then just hit stop now until you watch them. But yeah, so let's get into it, shall we?
Sure. Shall we?
I'm sure that are we all caught up on Book of Boba Fett?
Yes.
Okay. I have made my opinion on the show pretty clear. So far on Twitter, it's not my full opinion, but I want to begin with Doug because the man is the biggest Boba Fett fan that I know. He has a Boba Fett tattoo on his arm.
Yep.
He has a full body Boba Fett pillow that he sleeps with.
Nope.
I've seen it.
Nope.
Don't take the black light to it. Especially around the helmet area. It's really weird.
Dirty. and then he has, I've found him multiple times trying to break into my house to get my Boba Fett helmet.
For legal reasons, I cannot confirm or deny these accusations.
So I wanted to get Doug's reactions and thoughts because we're four episodes in. And I wanted to see what he thinks of the show.
Let's see. I like it. I don't have really any huge issues with it. There are things that I guess I think are dumb. Mm-hmm. And there's things I think that are done well. Okay. Sorry, I'm stretching again. I'm so fucking tired, guys. This fucking COVID is just ruining me. okay, like the street gang, dumb as fuck.
Yeah,
it stylistically did not match anything set forth in Star Wars. Like we've talked about before on the show, Star Wars has a very distinct look about it. Mm-hmm. They have a design language that they use as far as the look and feel of the ships, the characters, all that stuff. It all kind of has to fit this mold that they've created for it, and those five characters and their dumb fucking speeder bikes, mopeds, don't fucking fit the show. They don't fit the universe. They don't fit Star Wars. And it is, that's my biggest complaint. Like out of everything.
I feel like I'm watching a Star Trek episode.
Yeah. It has like a cyberpunk feel to it. These like retro looking fucking mopeds.
Mods.
Get it right. Mods.
It's just dumb. They're dumb. It's the dumbest thing I've ever seen. Yeah. And they don't make sense. Like, not like how they work or whatever, but like you are on Tatooine. You're on the shithole backwater planet. They constantly talk about how they don't have any money, but these fuckers have like the nicest looking speeders like in the galaxy. Like those things are like chromed out. Like, no. The people who have chrome ships and stuff that we've like established in the show are like rich people. If you have a ship and you are just a plebe like everyone else in the fucking galaxy, like your shit is rusted and old and probably 100, 200 years old, like some scrap that you threw together. And these are like nice looking and
their clothing. Bullshit. Their clothing is completely clean. It's brand new. They look like they just stepped out of wardrobe. And I was like, none of these, like, if you're living on Tatooine, there's all the sand, there's the weathering, there's everything else that comes with this. And they're perfect, like, condition. I hate it. I hate everything about it.
Yeah. It's just dumb. Like, I get, like, Yeah, you want them to have a street gang. Well, then make them look like a tough street gang and not a bunch of hipsters. Yeah. Like that's what they're just tattooing hipsters who are bitching about the price of water, but apparently have all the money for all these upgrades and these bikes and stuff. Like, if you want to be able to afford water or whatever, go sell your fucking mod or whatever. Like, go sell that dumb piece of shit.
Yeah,
that goes 5 miles an hour. I mean, Jesus Christ. Fuck. That whole sequence is so stupid. That again has been my biggest complaint. Like, I'm okay with Boba Fett's like kind of like him learning from the sand people about how to
the past stuff. You know, all that was amazing. Like, I loved everything to do with all of that's flashbacks. Been
great.
Yeah,
and even how that's like reflected on his character now post Return of the Jedi, where you know he's just trying to. I mean, even post all that stuff, like post the Mandalorian stuff, where he's like taking over. Like, I like the stuff with him trying to be the crime lord and having to deal with the Hutts and all the other crime families and stuff. Like, I like all of that. It's just this that one. It's just that. It's just those dumb people. I'm excited because they introduced was it Cristan? It's Black Cristan, the Wookiee. Like, he's from the comics, and it's interesting because like they have a history in the comics together, so it's been like that. They're all their interactions. I'm just so curious, like, are the writers thinking about like the stuff that they've established in the comics between them, because they get along for the most part. They'll work together, and I think we're gonna see more of that here soon. And then just in the stuff with Cristan in the bar with the Trandoshans, where it's just like he just fucking hates them.
Yeah,
like that's one of those, like, if you don't know Star Wars, like that may just go way over your head. Like, why is he picking a fight with these guys? But if you watch Clone Wars or know anything about Star Wars, like Trandoshans hunt Wookiees for fun, like it's just what they do. And so yeah, that motherfucker's like, bitch, nah, son. Just like, they're like, hey, be cool, man. Like, you have a drink on that, like, drinks on the house, bud. Like, just put him down. And he's just like, okay, rips his arm off. And like, it was so fucking good. Feel bad for the Trandoshan though, because like they never fucking with them. They're just over there gambling or whatever. But at the same time, like, you know, I like those little things of the lore. The Sarlacc pit, like, absolute destruction in the last episode made me laugh out loud, because yeah, he's like shooting the guns and I was like, dude, you got those bombs, right? Like, use one of those. And she hits the button and it clinks out and I was like, oh no. And it right into his stomach and then just blomp. I was like, the fucker got obliterated. Mm-hmm.
The way it dribbled down the ship, it just kind of rolled down.
So that was, I love that part. It was nice. That was fan service. That was just like, hey, everyone loves the blah moment from episode two, so let's give that to them. And the Sarlacc fucking thing. There's no question. It dead. It soups dead. It soups in the sand.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm enjoying it, and the way they've set up things for, of course, it's Thursday, so the new episode has already aired that we have not watched yet. But they're setting up for the Mandalorian to show up. I mean, they used the music for him when he was like, you know, oh, we need an army. Well, who are we going to call? Oh, I know, or whatever the fuck he said. Like, and then it was the Mandalorian theme, and then they used some of the music also when they had that shot where when he found, what's her name? Was it Krennic? What's her fucking name?
Fennec
Shan. Yeah, when he found her, the tie into the Mandalorian where he finds her, whatever. Like, they use the music there too, like the music from dun, 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 dun. Well, not the Mandalorian theme, but the music that was written for that scene. In the Mandalorian. Yeah. So it was. Yeah. But I have been enjoying it. Like, I the people out here who are like, it's not my Boba Fett. I mean, it's gonna be like, well, nothing in Star Wars now is your Star Wars or whatever. Like, even George Lucas was like, the books and anything that's not the movies that comes out through us, through the video games, the movie, you know, the comics, the books and stuff. That's, it's like, think of it like Marvel or DC or whatever, where they have their like other Earths and their other universes and their parallel dimensions. Like that's, he's like, that's how I view those things. So even Lucas didn't like think his, like any of these books, the old canon, the, you know, the legend stuff was canon. Like even he didn't view it that way. It's so obvious when you look at like books that came out in between episode 6 and episode 1 and how they explain the Clone Wars. Like you can go back and none of that they were not cloning Jedi, you know what I mean? Like that was not a thing that happened. There weren't clones of Jedis that this huge battle happened over. That, you know, they nixed that with the movies. So people being bitchy about like, well, this isn't my Boba Fett. Like you can't say that yet because you don't know. Like right now he's trying something new and it's not necessarily working out for him, so we might get our Boba Fett. But also, like, dude's old. Like, this dude's been bounty hunting for his whole life. Like, man, let him try something new. He wants to be a crime lord. Like, dude wants to fucking retire. Like,
I have nothing against the story that they have set up.
Mm-hmm.
I think that the disconnect is happening with the pacing of the show, which I've said on Twitter, to where I was like, I really hope this builds up to something because the pacing is this is a very slow burn. And then I think the disconnect is happening as well because in The Mandalorian, we got this badass motherfucker that came back and just handled business and like was, and like you were like, oh my God, that's fucking Boba Fett. And here, we get him just sitting around a lot. We get him getting his ass kicked all the time. Like, we're just not seeing that same character that we saw in Mandalorian. So I'm fine with the story. Like, him being a crime lord, all that. Like, I'm okay with it. But I do wish that he would kick a little bit more ass every once in a while. I'm just like, oh my God, can we see him battle? Can we see him do something?
I think, yeah, and I think with the whole, like, hey, you're fully healed now, like, with the back to tanks, I think we're going to see that here soon, especially now that we're building to this war, like, you know, where it's like, okay, dude, like, you tried to rule with respect, and it didn't necessarily, it's not working, like, you don't have to rule with fear, but you have to strike a little bit of fear to let them know that you're not a fucking pushover, and I think we're going to get that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Even if that means, like, yeah, he gets help from the Mandalorian, you know, Jin Jarek, or whatever his name is, but, like, I don't know. I there's an article going on of, I forget if it's IO9 or whatever the fuck that website is, that's like, oh, the Book of Boba Fett's made me feel really weird about episode 2. Talking about the scene where Anakin goes and slaughters all the sand people. And it's one of those like, dude, you're not supposed to praise that. Like, yeah, I mean, right? I get like you want the revenge because like, yeah, they might be responsible for the death of his mother. But at the same time, like he then later is like, I killed them all. The women and the children too. Like, okay, so you went full fucking monster mode, and that's what you're supposed to get out of that. You're not supposed to be like, yeah, fuck them, fuck the Tusken Raiders. Like, oh yeah, they fucking deserved it. No, you're supposed to go like, okay, dude broke, dude monster. Like, we're supposed to start to see the transformation from Anakin Skywalker to Darth Vader in that scene. And so like this guy like bitching about how they've like humanized more or less those characters that have essentially just been villains the entire time, like made him uncomfortable. Like, but bud, you need to reevaluate how you looked at that scene for you. Like, that's not a Star Wars problem. That's a you problem. Like,
yeah, seriously.
That's what I'm seeing a lot on the internet. Just people bitching about stuff like that, where it's like, okay, so you don't understand Star Wars. Like what I'm learning is that people don't understand. And even to a degree, but sometimes like this fucking, I can't get over these fucking people, those the street gang, like, because there's times where I'm like, oh, clearly Robert Rodriguez doesn't fucking understand Star Wars either. Like, what the fuck is this? How did someone at Lucasfilm approve this and let this go through?
And then not only that,
set up a fucking design language for the show.
And then I saw him return in episode 3 and I was like, God damn it, get them out of there.
Yeah, it's a ragtag group of kids there.
Again, I'm okay with like the idea of like, yeah, him recruiting a street gang. That's fine, but that street gang, it just, it does not fit. It like it.
Well, because his two bodyguards are useless as shit.
Gamorreans are pretty useless.
Gamorreans, they just keep getting their ass kicked in every scene. It's hilarious just watching them get their, like, even Boba whooped their ass the first time. Like, yeah. It's just, it's so funny. But I think the, you know, you were talking about, you know, people are complaining about Boba being weak or Boba getting his ass kicked. You're right. I mean, you brought up the point. He's fully healed now. The back to tank did what it needed to do. He was basically at like half strength for this first four episodes. So now he should be in badass mode.
Yeah. I mean, and even in, I mean, The Mandalorian, and yeah, we did see some moments where, yeah, he whooped all the stormtroopers' ass. And I just think they, you know, they haven't written him into like a real situation where, I mean, there have been some points like when they got surrounded in the city. Like the first episode, and it was like, do you have a jetpack, bud?
Yeah, just jet out.
I could jump out of there. Like, get out of there. They don't have guns. They have shields and like.
Yep.
But they wanted to show that he's still not at full strength or whatever. And so yeah, I don't know. But like, yeah, we've seen other moments where he's whooped ass, but I don't know if we've. Because the Wookiee was gonna whoop his ass. Wookiee's gonna whoop anyone's ass. Like,
yeah,
I don't know, it doesn't matter who it is.
I would have loved a little bit more of that. I would have loved a little bit more of the of those situations where he did whoop a little bit ass. Like even in a lot of the show takes place in bars. Like, yeah. Give me a bar brawl. Give me something to where he whoops just a little bit ass, just to remind me, you know, just
he did whoop ass that one time in that just one bar when he went to go get the speeder bikes.
Yeah.
Yep. That's true.
He did whoop ass, which I also liked. The two people in the bar are Luke's friends that from a deleted scene, from A New Hope. There's two of his, cool. Yeah. The man and the woman that are there are obviously not the same actors, but they're the characters of two of his friends. When he goes to Tosche Station to pick up the power converters and he runs into Biggs and these two other people, you can see the deleted scene online, but like they talk about like leaving Tatooine, blah, blah, blah. And they see the Star Destroyer and the thing up in like the, you know, upper atmosphere of Tatooine that, you know, Leia is on. Right. So they see all that. And they comment on it, and like that, and that scene got deleted from the movie. But those two characters are the same, like two characters in the bar later. Still, that's cool. still living on Tatooine, still living the dream, I guess. Never made it off planet.
Also, I think like for the people who want the original like Boba Fett and all that, it's like you kind of already have that. You've got the Mandalorian. I feel like you've got that show for that. From what we're seeing here, is like he's becoming a little bit more soft, I guess, because of the fact that he, like, I think the Tusken Raiders kind of taught him some humanity. It was basically like Dances with Wolves kind of deal.
That's what I said. I was like, if he fucks this Tusken Raider, like, this is Dances with Wolves.
And like, because he was teaching, he taught them how to fight, and he taught them how to, like, you know, with the speeders, and they taught him like their ways. And I feel like him learning that made him realize, yeah, and like he's been telling other bounty hunters, he's like, yeah, don't take a scum's bounty or whatever, you know, be smarter about it. And it's like, yeah. I think that's what he's trying to do. He's trying to go into business for himself instead of having to work for other scummy people. And I think, like I said, it is a slow burn. We're four episodes in. I think now that this cartel is coming down and everyone's kind of starting to unite, we're going to start seeing like the buildup now. We're going to see some really good shit happening, I would hope. But I like where this is going, not knowing much about the history of Boba Fett. Otherwise, like, I knew he got out of it. He climbed out of the Sarlacc pit and he had like a limp or something like that afterwards. That's all I knew about his story before this. And I like where they're going with it. One thing I do have a problem with, I don't know why they went back to the Sarlacc pit looking for his armor when he knew, didn't he know that he was getting stripped of his armor by the fucking, by the little,
It knocked his ass out.
Yeah, he was knocked out. He didn't know what happened. Like,
oh, okay.
Think about coming out of there with all of that acid, with all of the fermentation, like everything that's affecting you. He doesn't have any water. He hasn't drank in probably how long. Like, he's already out of it. And then he's just like gets knocked the fuck out and then stripped. So of course he probably thinks that his armor's inside.
Yeah. Because when he was when he was lying there in the sand, yeah, he was in his armor, but you know, he was unconscious. And then he started to stir when the Jawas started to steal his armor, and yeah, one of them just that, yeah. hit him with the butt of his rifle. So like, yeah, he probably don't remember that at all. Like he, okay. to, if I had to guess, like he might remember getting out and then waking up with the Tusken Raiders. And it's more interesting that he didn't think that they stole it or something. But I mean, yeah, it's because like, how did you get out of there without your armor? Like, why didn't anyone question that? Like, well, how did you get out without it? Because like, you would have had worse burns if you had, mm-hmm. you know. Mm-hmm. So there, some of that is
what Fennec was saying was. Remember, she was like, "Oh, it, maybe it just melted away," and you know. And then he was like explaining Beskar or whatever.
Yeah, Beskar ain't gonna fucking melt. Which is also interesting because they have established, like, Dave Filoni has established that, like, or at least reiterated that Boba Fett's armor wasn't Beskar. And that like that's why he's not a Mandalorian actually, is that like his dad's not a Mandalorian, that they just took the Mandalorian design there using some other sort of steel, I forget what, or alloy or whatever, I forget exactly what it was. So him saying like, you know, Beskar doesn't melt, it's like, oh, when did you get Beskar armor? Because they've kind of established that you don't have that. But then, you know, again, I guess in the Mandalorian and stuff, when he meets the Mandalorians, you know, they, you know, they're like, you don't deserve to have that. Like, that's not your armor. And he's, you know, motherfucker, yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. It's my dad's. So I don't fucking know, man.
Okay. Like,
well, there's some lore that they're changing. Because, again, I remember Dave Filoni saying in something that, like, that he doesn't have real Beskar armor. But now he does.
Here we are. Yeah.
Yeah, here we are. Okay. Hey guys. We spent our allotted time, and I know we control the time, but it's been a long time. Real quick, we'll run through all the other stuff that we've been real quick. Mm-hmm. Just touch on it. I've seen all the episodes of Peacemaker. It's fantastic. Go see it. One of the best shows I've seen from DC.
Well, I watched the first episode.
Same. I love it though. So far, it's great.
Everything about it. I saw Scream. It was really, really good. I really enjoyed it. I was alone in the theater. It was awesome.
Okay. Nice. Was there any good twists like the original Screams?
Yes.
Okay, cool. That's all I want to know.
It's really, really good. Like, it's really good. Highly recommended.
Okay.
And then also saw The Kingsman, also empty theater. And that was also equally as fucking awesome. So I saw both those last week. No, I did not know I had COVID. No, I did not test positive for COVID, or else I wouldn't have been there. And I felt fine, and the theaters were empty as well. And I did not, so I, you know, I didn't willingly go with COVID and be like, yeah, fuck everybody. Because I know somebody would have questioned that. Okay. And yeah, so that, I beat the Guardians of the Galaxy video game.
Hell yeah.
Fucking awesome. Amazing ending. Everything I've ever wanted in a Marvel game, and things I didn't even know I needed. Story was A+. Doug, I don't know if you'll ever play it, but if you loved the God of War, if you loved the all those kind of story-based games, this is right up your alley. I highly recommend it.
Yep. Yeah. And that was my number one last year.
Mine too. And then I started playing Firewatch, mm-hmm. which has...
Come on.
Oh my God. I did not know what I was missing out of. That shit like has emotionally hit me multiple times now. So it's really good.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a feel like I got to the point where some like Area 51 shit's going on with a fence in the woods. And I was like, wait, this is taking a turn. What the hell is going on? So, yeah, I'm really excited about it. So that's all that I've done.
I'm playing Shadow of the Tomb Raider because I never played it.
Great game.
And I think it was like Epic had it for, it was one of their free games during like their their winter giveaway thing. And I was like, oh, I should pick this up. Wait, do I already have this? I went to my Steam account and it was already there. And I was like, oh, fuck. Like, okay. And sorry, I got a text and then I got distracted. Shit, what was I saying? Oh, there's a character in there who started talking, and I was like, man, this voice sounds familiar. This sounds like Marta from Arrested Development. And it is. Hey. Like, she said something, and I was like, I fucking know this voice. I don't know what, remember what she said, but I heard Romano. Her voice. Yeah, it might have been. I mean, you know. And yeah, so I just went to the IMDb page, and it was just like, fucking sure enough. That's which awesome. Is just weird, because, like, I don't, like, I know her from Arrested Development, but, like, in the last, like, year, like, she's also in the Mummy movies. She plays the queen, the whatever her name was, the queen.
The queen of the first one.
Yeah. Yeah, and then she is in the second one, too. She's in that one as well. It's, you know, the same character.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was one of those, like, I did not know that was you. But again, it's like, in that, too, she said something, and I was like, is that Marta? What the fuck? So that I've been doing that. I've been reading the Spider-Man comics, which I mentioned the other day. I haven't really been watching a lot because I've been home with the kids. And so most of our TV, like, watching has been like Bluey on Disney Plus or something. So that's why I've only watched one episode of Peacemaker, because it's about as much TV time as I've gotten in the last 2 weeks. So... that's about it for me.
Kev?
Great. I finished Far Cry 6, and I enjoyed that very much. That was a really fun game. I started doing the DLC for Voss, because that's the first piece of DLC, and it's too tough for me, man. I'm going to have to go back and try it again, but it seems like it's... They made the DLC into like this kind of like roguelike type thing, where you do these runs where you're trying to collect pieces of a memory. And I guess once you construct them, I don't know if you just complete the game or you move on, but if you die, you lose all your items. But there are certain things that you can like purchase that are like perma, that'll give you like perma boosts. But for the most part, it's just, yeah, it's kind of like a roguelike. But it's fun. It's with Voss, and it's like the original voice actor. So it's cool having him back. And Troy, he's kind of, yeah. Huh?
It's Troy Baker.
Troy Baker isn't Voss.
Is he not?
Troy, no, Baker, he's Jason. He might have been Jason, like the protagonist. Voss was the you know what the definition of insanity is?
Oh yeah, I'm sorry, I was thinking was it Ping, what was his fucking name in four?
Oh yeah, that makes sense. Okay, yeah that one I haven't played yet, because like,
yeah, I'm sorry, that one came out. Voss. I saw that came out, and then Troy Baker, like, he tweeted about it, because he was like, it was so fun to return to this character.
Nice.
Yeah. So, sorry.
I'll have to try that out. But yeah, I did finish Far Cry 6. Absolutely loved it. Go pick it up, especially since it might still be on sale. Might not. But great game. I played Windjammer 2. Just came out on Xbox Game Pass. That's really fun. Highly recommend it. Also, Nobody Saves the World. I just started that last night. I'm absolutely loving it so far. It's from the makers of Guacamelee. And it's like a top-down RPG. Where you transform. Okay. It's an action RPG. It's on Game Pass, and it's beautiful animation, just fun, funny as well. Worth trying.
Pagan Men. Sorry, I had to look up that dude's name. Sorry. Continue.
Oh, okay. Cool, cool. Yeah, and that's pretty much about it as far as video games go. Watching stuff, I have been, pretty much up there with you guys on the same things. We started watching a show called Archive 81. We watched the first episode so far, and that was really good. That's everything I've done.
Awesome. All right. So that's it for today's show. Tomorrow we got Fan Friday. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.